What's up, everybody? I need to start off today's episode with an apology. I'm a dumbass. And this week too, I do not have my normal setup, my normal technology and mic. I'm coming through my phone. I'm going to try to be better today. I got the mic in my hand. Hopefully we won't have any bad audio. So on behalf of me and my third of the podcast, I'm sorry. But anyways, back to business. What's up, guys?
What's up? Another week. We here.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, G. It's hard to be motivated after an intro like that, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God. Have intrinsic motivation.
Have what?
Intrinsic motivation. Motivate yourself. Don't be motivated by the outside world.
I got to work after this. I ain't motivated.
See, this is what's wrong with this generation. Let me tell you.
Oh, shit.
You young bucks, you don't know what it's like.
Like, for what?
Oh, yeah, I didn't have a follow-up to that. I was just going to say that. Okay. Yeah, I was just talking shit.
Type shit.
Speaking of shit, speaking of doo-doo, Ass Avengers, doo-doo detectives, poo-poo police, this is hot off the presses. Well, it's a little old, but we didn't get to talk about it last week, so I wanted to bring it up today. So I mentioned it to Greg while we were hanging out, but James, you haven't heard about it. There was a woman who was recovering from surgery, right? So she was immobile. Picture this. She's bedridden. She can't move. It was like ankle surgery or some foot surgery. Homegirl's stuck. Her then boyfriend, her now ex, pulled down his shorts, his drawers, proceeded to put his booty hole in her face and farted on her.
Oh, is this the girl that got the infection?
Yes, she had E. coli in her nose and throat. And it wasn't just you get E. coli for a day. Homegirl's been dealing with it or dealt with it for 7 years.
Yeah, I did hear about that the other day on TikTok. And dude would have to see me. It's me or you at this point. Like, one of us got to go. And it's not going to be me.
I was telling Greg, that just proves, basically he pooped in her nose.
Yeah.
That's the only way E. coli can be passed. You know, it's not just the gas, it's the particles. You know, there has to be some sustenance to it. He took a poop in that poor girl's nose.
And she's in the hospital too at that. Like, I feel like that's not the place to be doing like fucking fart jokes and shit like that. Like, what are we really doing? And I know they probably white too. I'm just like, y'all out of y'all's fucking mind, bro. You gonna play with me like that.
Greg, would you do this to somebody?
No.
That's not what you said whenever I told you in person. You said, I've done it to two people.
That's not what I said. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
She should have sued. She should have hired Dallas. Because 7 years E. coli is crazy. That's fucking wild, bro. I don't even know what I can't, you know, y'all know. I mean, it's well documented. I got commitment issues, so I can't even imagine giving 7 years of my life to E. coli.
Not to any of my previous loves, let alone E. coli.
Exactly.
Is that the worst place to get E. coli? In your sinus?
I didn't even know you could get E. coli. I didn't even know what E. coli was until just now.
You can get it because we be floating the river. You know you could get E. coli from the river?
Yeah, get a lot of shit from the river.
There's E. coli everywhere, bro. What am I going to do, not live my life?
Damn. Greg's gems early in the podcast. Did I say what episode it was? It's episode 70, by the way. If for those of you who just now joined the show, this is our 70th time doing this. And yes, there's a lot of talk about doo-doo. But I talk about what comes up in the world, man. And it just so happens that this poor woman who was recovering, I think the bigger, maybe not bigger, I think one of the main points here is this person was a significant other. This wasn't a stranger or a friend. This was girl's man's.
Did she break up with the dude or did he break up with her?
I would have. I'd have killed him. Like you said, I'd have pulled out my mousketool.
Because if like buddy did all that and then like a few months later he's like, you know what, this ain't working out, and they break up, like nah bro, ain't no fucking way, you're not about to do this to me.
I don't blame him. I can't date no girl with E. coli. What you mean?
What do you mean? You did it. This is your fault.
You got a butt in your nose. I can't be with you no more.
Like, this is your fault.
What you mean you got E. coli in your sinuses?
Imagine every time that poor girl sneezes, it just smells like fart.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
I don't know if that's how E. coli works. I'm not a scientist. I don't have a white coat.
And I mean, I don't know how you fix that since you've been dealing with it for 7 years. Like, cocaine. It just doesn't go away.
You just do a lot of cocaine, burn it out.
I guess so.
Is that where we draw the line, though, the E. coli? Because I've been farted on. I'm not going to sit here and act like I ain't never got farted on.
Hold on. Like you asked to be farted on?
No, dude. Oh,
what?
I thought you had a
nagger. I was violated. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect it. But it didn't make me want to break up with her. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, that's shitty of you. But I
mean, literally.
Yeah. Shitty of you.
Was it audible or did you feel the vibration? How did you know?
Yeah, no, it was audible, intentional.
Ooh.
Vindictive.
How many did it more stink?
Words can I use to describe this fart? Offensive.
Did it smell though?
I don't remember, bro. I don't think so.
I'm convinced that girls' farts don't be stinking.
Oh my gosh.
Cause I don't know. I've never heard my wife fart, but if I did, if she ever did, she's sneaky because I don't be smelling nothing. But then I fart and I feel like Pumbaa in The Lion King. Like, I clear out a room. You feel me? Listen, they say stinky excretions is a sign of good gut health.
Is that what they say?
That's what I say.
Who said that?
I was about to say, who said this?
The National Facility of Toots and Such.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
You know what? Move on. Okay. Let's get past this poor girl's E. coli nose.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask Greg, how was Cujo's this past weekend?
It's crazy, bro. Racist, first of all. Fuck Cujo's. Never get my money again. But it was cool. I mean, whatever. My boy James took over the Touch Tunes from a remote location. We had he was a drone operator on the Touch Tunes. Had the place bumping.
Let's not act like he was in Lubbock, you know, down the street. This man was controlling the Touch Tunes from his place in Amarillo. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Panhandle, that is at least 152 miles.
We had to hit him with the VPN and remote James in, and he was taking over the Touch Tunes. covert operations, placed some jams. He had the Deaf Tunes going.
Bro, I did not think that was going to work. I was like, you know what? Because I was just sitting here just watching TV too, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me see if I can. And you know, it gives me my location here and stuff. And I was like, let me move the map. And I went to Lubbock and I clicked on it. And the fucking thing popped up, and I was like, all right, let me play a song, see if it works. Sure enough. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Just started lining it up, jumping people's songs and shit. I was like, hey, ain't nobody playing shit before me.
DJ James.
Let me clarify that he will not be getting reimbursed for that, but thank you, James.
I had coins already on there, so I ain't tripping.
Tell the listeners what we couldn't play, James.
Oh, which this fucking threw me off because I was about to get super Mexican in that bitch. And I was going down the line. I was going to have to play some Julian Alvarez, and he was completely just blanked out. I was like, okay, maybe that's all right, because like he wasn't on Spotify for years because he played, like, you know, cartel music or whatever. So I was like, maybe go to somebody else. Peso Pluma, blanked out. Javi, blanked out. Bai Pulido, blanked out. I'm like, bro, what are we doing over here? So I was like, I can't play any Spanish music. Like, even Bad Bunny songs I couldn't play. So that was upsetting. I sent it to Greg. I said, hey, never mind. No Mexican music because all that shit is just blanked out. I can't play none of this shit. So
what was that? Unfortunate. What was that meme or that video where the guy goes up to the DJ? He's like, can you play this? He said, no, that's Latinophobia.
I don't know what that is, but basically what happened at Cujo's, I was like, yo, what's going on here? So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm never going back. Might have been for the best, though, because if I would have heard Desvalado, I would have probably crashed out.
My boy would have jumped on the table.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just upset with it.
I wasn't invited to Cujo's. Surprise, surprise. Per huge audience, listeners, I'm discriminated against because I have a mustache. Mm. Greg doesn't like people with mustaches. Mm. He also doesn't like, you know what? No, I'm not going to be that negative. Only 12 minutes in. I'm going to save that to the end of the show.
Okay.
What does that even mean? What don't I like?
It's a demographic. It's a group of people.
Okay.
It starts with a B and ends with an S.
What?
We'll come back to it.
All right.
Hey, Greg, did you have something?
Yeah, I got a little something this week. You know what I'm saying? 2 weeks in a row. I'm on a motherfucking heater, my boy. We'll see if it extends to 71. Probably. It probably won't because I was struggling. Anyway, Subway has released $5 foot-long Dorito nachos, which is a weird fucking measurement. Weird measurement for nachos. I'm never going to measure nachos in feet. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, $5 get you a foot-long worth of nachos. Doritos nachos.
Be specific.
Subway. Yeah, I just wanted to see what y'all thought about that. And the measurement. And do y'all trust nachos from Subway?
I'm looking it up right now.
So that, do they just put it in, like, the foot-long box thing, kind of like a – like a glizzy foot long or what?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's in, James. Like a coney.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll trust Subway nachos. I'm not tripping on that.
You don't trust or you will trust?
No, I would trust them. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm not getting the fixings and shit. I'm just probably just going to get the cheese and nachos and call it cool.
Can I get meat on it?
The fixings. Now we're getting all the fixings.
Nah.
I want them to put meat on it.
What are you going to put on it, though?
Same thing I put on my sandwich.
Yeah, whatever's in the sandwich line, James. Olives.
Hell nah, bro.
Salami.
Banana peppers.
Wilding out, bro.
Lettuce.
Maybe jalapenos.
Do you trust it, bro? Because it's not a place that has traditional nacho toppings. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm just getting the nachos, the probably nachos, nacho cheese, and some jalapenos, and moving on.
So here's the breakdown. The base are Doritos. Then you got cheese. It's a combination of cheddar cheese sauce and shredded Monterey cheddar cheese. I trust both of those from Subway. It's a sandwich joint. Veggies. Subway got veggies. Spicy kick. Jalapenos. They have that. Sauce. A Baja Chipotle. They've been had that. You can add protein. You can add the rotisserie style chicken or steak. Subway has both of those. Listen, I'll tell you right now. Somebody puts that in front of me, I'm down in it.
You know what? The rotisserie chicken wouldn't be a bad idea. Mm-mm.
This isn't like Taco Bell's chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for a minute, but you're right. The rotisserie chicken wouldn't be a bad idea. So
you know, this is not a bad idea. My local Subway is catty corner from my local Taco Bell, so I might as well just go across the street and get some ground beef and put them on the Subway nacho.
Can I just have a cup of ground beef? How much is that gonna cost me?
A cup.
Can I get a foot worth of ground beef, please?
Damn. So we don't measure that in feet.
Put in this box. Here's the dimensions. I needed to fill this up.
As much as can fit in this box, right?
I don't know how old this is, but this is from April. I could have got a free one because I'm a Subway MVP rewards member, but that expired on April 10th. Speaking of eating food by measurements, whenever we went and golfed, I'm pretty sure I ate 2 feet of glizzies.
Hey, fucking yo, but he's talking about girth. No.
It was a paint can. You know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck out of here. Oh my god,
bro. Ask this man what he ate, bro.
I'm not gonna lie.
I saw it on your story, bro. I saw it.
There were some Big Johns, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
I'll do it again.
I believe it.
Yeah. They're pretty good, bro. Next time I'm gonna take some shredded cheese though.
Hold on, you put shredded cheese on hot dogs?
Yeah, why not, bro?
Well, so it's summertime. It's dog season. What do you put on a hot dog? First of all, not boiled. Let's talk like grilled or on the rollers. What are your fixings for a hot dog?
Feces. Honestly, just cheese, bro.
What the fuck?
I don't like mustard. Well, I like mustard, but not enough to put on a hot dog. I like mustard on a burger. I don't like ketchup at all. I'm not going to put mayonnaise on a hot dog. I mean, if there's chili and it's good chili, I'll put it on a hot dog, obviously. But I mean, if there's no chili, then I'm just going to go with the cheese.
That's true. What about relish?
I don't even know what's in relish, but I know it's not for me.
It's pickles.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck that shit.
No, pickles on a hot dog is crazy word.
James, what are your fixings on a dog?
About the same as Greg. Like, if there's good chili, cool. Or if not, then it's just cheese on that bitch, and we're moving.
Yo, crazy.
I don't want no relish, no mayonnaise. Maybe some mustard here and there, but that's on a rare occasion if I'm feeling crazy. But other than that, I don't need a lot.
Y'all boys tripping. Does the chili that you've both mentioned, with or without beans?
No beans.
See, I don't really care, bro. I don't ever notice them.
Wrong. The answer is no beans.
What did you say, James?
I said no beans, but I don't think I care either. But if that's what I'm saying, bro.
This man, I might just be like crazy today, bro. I'm about to give his hot dog E. coli, bro.
Yeah. Hey, how's he gonna get it? How you gonna?
Don't worry about that, bro.
Hey, yo.
What are you putting on it, G? Shit.
Man, so I could go on for days about my hot dogs, but if I got like grilled peppers and onions, that's going on there. I'll throw some mayonnaise on the bun, not the glizzy itself, and then mustard and ketchup on top. And yeah, that's my dog.
Let me specify real quick. If it's a Mexican hot dog, if I'm not making it, and somebody like for example, the dude with the cart is at the gate from whatever music festival I'm walking out on, and he got the Mexican hot dogs going. I'll take it that way with the onions and all that shit on there and everything. But if I'm just at a random barbecue and everything, and it's just somebody just throwing them on the grill and I'm getting them a bun and that's it. But I will do it that way too on occasion.
Okay. If it's not burnt on the grill, it ain't a good dog.
Yep.
Whenever I went to that concert in Dallas about a month ago or whatever it was, when we were walking in, they were selling hot dogs outside, and I wanted to buy one, but we were in a rush.
You were just embarrassed, huh?
No, I was just thinking about buying it. There was a little kid. There was a little kid grilling him, and I was like, "Well, shit, I'll support this little kid." You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she was like, "No, we got to get inside." So we went inside, and then when we left, I wanted to stop and get one, but I was like, "Nah, let's get to the car because traffic's about to be crazy." And I just want to say it's my biggest regret in the last month not getting that hot dog.
Only problem is they never take cards, so I'm just like, "Hey, man, I don't ever have cash, so we both in a predicament right here."
Well, then it wouldn't have worked out anyway.
That most of the time, sometimes they might take a card like with Cash App or something like that, but most of the time they're just taking cash, and I'm like, "Bro, you just saw me walk out this bitch. I am broke. Take whatever credit card I have."
So I'm saying, if you make my dog and you hand it to me, you ask for payment, I'm going to chunk up the deuce and walk away. What you going to do, chase me?
You going to leave your cart?
Yeah, exactly. I go get 5 more hot dogs. There go 2 more.
You know what? There go 2 more for you right there.
Now you have 3 hot dogs and you out of breath. Good, I'm sorry,
bro.
I mean, because you got tap to pay, my boy? No, you got Venmo? No. Right. Well, I got a hot dog. You ain't got shit. I don't support stealing from vendors, but yeah. A man's got to eat.
Nah, y'all heard it here first. G wanted me to steal from that little kid.
Rob him blind.
You also said that you support child labor.
When did I say that?
You said he was cooking the hot dog. You said I support him.
I said I would support him. I didn't say I supported him having to work.
Semantics.
Yes.
Always with this guy.
Be like that.
You can't spell semantics without Greg. I'll tell you what.
That's right.
I was never very good at spelling. Let me see. Moving on here. Japanese scientists are creating a drug to help humans grow teeth.
Nope. Oh, you got to stop there. I'm good. I'm sold. Give it to me.
Wait.
You grow what?
Sold as in you want it or sold as in you'll never do it?
Nope. I'll try it. Just give it to me one time.
Wait, what about what I said got you convinced?
All I heard was Japanese scientists created a drug.
You don't want no part of this, do we?
I think I do. I think I do.
All right. What's this drug do, G? I'm sorry.
It's supposed to help humans grow teeth back.
Ah.
Okay.
Let me start by saying we as a species, you could shatter a bone and they will put pins, screws, all types of shit, and your bone will fix itself. Mm. If you lose an adult tooth, gone forever. You just got a hole in your mouth. That shit pisses me off to no end. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I need to talk to in the world to make this go away. Probably Japanese scientists, but
the Japanese. Yeah, I was about to say.
Sign me up for the trial. I've had some teeth pulled that I would love to have back.
I'm interested. How does the drug know which tooth to grow back though?
AI. Don't know. Didn't have that in my notes. I wonder if it's like a shot in a specific location. You know,
that's what I mean? I was thinking. Yeah,
it sparks bone growth from that part of your jaw because they're all, unless they plant a little seed in there and then they shoot the drug into that shit.
Is it just like teething at that point? Like that bitch just gonna hurt coming through?
Oh damn, I didn't think about that because my daughter's going through teething right now and she'd be pissed off. So I don't know if I can handle it.
I got an article. We're hoping to have it ready for general use by 2030. So we got a little while. I mean, and it's talking about it's a drug to grow a third set of teeth. So yes, we will have to lose all of these teenager teeth is what I'm going to call them to grow our third set of adult teeth.
Third set of teeth.
Might as well just fucking fuck these teeth up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get this drug.
I got 5 years to fuck these off.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to smoke crack anyway, so.
Hey, yo.
It targets protein synthesized by the USAG. I think he plays for OKC. One gene could impact the number of teeth grown in animals. All right.
So would you take this drug? Let's say in 5 years you lose a front tooth, an incisor, and one of your molars. So three important teeth, right? Would you risk the rest of your teeth, lose the rest of your teeth to try this drug for free?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, shoot me up.
What if all you grow is front teeth?
Okay, what if I turn into Godzilla, bro? Life's a risk.
Just because you got big teeth don't make you Godzilla.
Yeah, but I don't know what these Japanese scientists up to.
Damn. Sounds a little racist.
Is it? What do you mean? How is that racist? You don't know what they're doing.
Damn it, James. Whose side are you on?
I'm just saying.
I set a trap for him. He didn't fall in it. James, are you growing teeth?
Yeah, I said if I'm losing all that, yeah, just shoot me up. Put it in my arm or wherever.
No. You know what you wanted to say. Put it where?
Put it where, James? Arm.
In my arm.
Put it in my mouth. Right. That's what you wanted to say.
What? Not what I was going to say.
What if the drug works, but the teeth don't grow in your mouth? What if you get them like on your fucking arm or something?
Damn.
Could I still
eat the drawing board?
So, oh, damn. Look at that. Got it on the elbow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Dude, imagine a UFC fighter fucking hitting you with an elbow and it's just teeth.
Fuck no.
Hey, I'd be a UFC fighter after that. I'd grow them on my knees. Some mean-ass flying knees.
Mm-mm.
Hey, shout out Japanese scientists.
Some knees.
Y'all got it. We ain't got shit kind of scientists in the U.S.
We got RFK.
Is he a scientist?
No.
No. Sociopath.
How'd y'all feel about Iran just tweeting out like just them bombing Israel and stuff like it's the NBA finals and shit?
Bro, they need to do something, bro. They need to, if they're going to be tweeting like they about to do some shit, then they need to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I thought they already dropped some.
They did, but they over here talking about, oh, we got a special surprise tonight. Like it's a fucking WWE. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what are we doing on Twitter?
I'm not even done yet.
Yeah. God damn.
Like, it's a promo? What the fuck is going on? Man, bro, I mean, I've just been reading these tweets and everybody's just like, is this for real? Like, what world are we living in right now?
That is the world that we live in, man. It's on a damn reality show. Yeah, I'm a Greg. If it's going to happen, come on with it. Put up the highlight reel.
Yeah, bro, quit tweeting like it's a rap beef and push some buttons. Push the goddamn
push
button.
Some buttons. Push the goddamn button. Yeah, bro. I just been looking at these tweets and they tweeting real big and then they shot off some missiles and like it'll come for everybody and everybody.
What you mean everybody?
Yeah, like what you mean by that? So I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on that because it's just been craziness on Twitter with these dudes just talking out their ass like that.
Israel's had it coming. Side note.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm just gonna put that out there.
Didn't they like fire something at them first before Iran started?
Yeah, I mean, there's been activity. Obviously, they've been getting active for a long time, but this instance now, Israel provoked them first. I think they bombed them or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's that Eric Andre meme where he shoots him and said, "Look what you made me do."
Yeah.
No one made you do that, man. What?
Yeah, nobody made you do that. Oh, that's another thing. This is going to be part of this. And I was going to ask y'all if y'all have seen the videos of some of these army people. They're getting lobster.
Their last meal?
Yeah. I was going to ask y'all about that, but I guess it ties in as well. And it was this girl on TikTok, and she's in the army. And she's like, yeah, I pay $450 a month to the army for such and such or whatever, and look what they're feeding us, and this is for breakfast, and it's lobster, steak, garlic bread, some fancy ass salad, all the works, bro. And she's like, yeah, they're feeding us real good over here and everything. And then in the comments they're like, should we tell her? Y'all about to get deployed, bro. And I said it to my cousin Lance. I said, oh, they was feeding y'all like this?
Damn, Lance,
because he was overseas.
You didn't know what's about to happen.
He didn't text you back?
No, fucking asshole.
He already had his meal. He's over there. He's getting active.
But yeah
I know. Like, there ain't no service shit in Iran right now.
Nah.
No, he's retired now, but way back when he was in Afghanistan.
So wait, hold on. Side question, just personal. Yeah. He's living, where is he living now that he's retired?
Georgia.
Oh, okay. Georgia the country or Georgia the state?
The state. Okay. He's in, what the fuck is it? Is it St. Augustine? Something like that. I can't remember.
Mm.
Augusta?
Augusta, shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
He needs to get me into the Masters.
Ask him.
Real talk. He got special forces training. Sneak me in there.
But yeah, I sent that to him. I was like, hey, they was feeding y'all for you? They shipped y'all off like this? He didn't answer me.
Someone said this is like giving a dog chocolate before you take him to the vet.
That's crazy work, bro. The pup cup and shit.
Yes. Here you go. Who's been a good boy for 30 years?
Oh, man. No.
That army cook was looking at him like Wesley Snipes, that meme when he's holding the gun.
Oh, yeah. The
how do you want your steak? I'll try.
And everybody in that video was just smiling, cutting up. And I'm like, that's why y'all got recruited so damn easy.
Yeah.
Y'all are just... Listen, I know some people that serve. Listen, my parents serve, but some of them are dumb as hell, dumb as shit. And
the fact that you just think that they serving you lobster and steak like on the daily is crazy work. Like, what do you think they just gonna spend that type of money on you?
Your normal meal is dried ass in a pack. They give you dried banana root, and they tell you that's dessert.
Banana root.
And then you show up one day, you and then there's steak and lobster. Boy, yeah. I'd have been doing something to get me discharged real quick.
That night you getting your papers, like, oh, I'm going to Iran or wherever the fuck you go.
Give me the other papers. I slapped the shit out of my general. Put me in the clink.
Side tangent. That Predator movie with the new animated one. There was the one with the 1945 and the World War II and stuff. And this is Mexican dude. His name's Torres. And he's at home and stuff. And he's seeing planes and shit. And his car breaks down. His dad's like, oh, I know what it is, but I'm not going to help you anymore. You got to fend for yourself. And so I was like, what the fuck you mean? He has the papers. He got drafted.
Damn.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's Oh, what is this? I'll tell you what it is. You gone.
But yeah, anyway.
I'll stay on the food kick real quick. We talked about favorite ice cream flavors. I want to know about what is your favorite kind of cake? And don't say mine.
Hey, fucking yo, bro. Fuck.
I'm sorry. I've been doing my butt busters. I squeeze really tight. And I let loose. Favorite cake. What you think?
I'm not a fan of cake, but if I had to choose one, bro, I'm not big on sweets. Like, you can ask Jessica. I don't eat a lot of sweets unless it's just ice cream, but probably just like wedding cake, just like the vanilla or whatever it is. I don't know.
Just what white cake?
Yeah, bro. I'm not a big fan of cake at all.
Boo.
You need to go. That's like Greg Sherbert take.
I don't know, bro.
I sent y'all that Instagram thing. Sherbert's coming back.
Yeah, but it's not an ice cream.
Coming back.
In a big way.
It's not Jesus. What do you mean it's coming back?
Or that cookie cake, too. I like cookie cake.
That's a cookie.
I know, but it says cookie cake, so I'm going to count it.
I know. What about you, Greg?
I don't know, man. The one in a box is the cake I like. You know what I'm saying? It's a yellow cake out of a box.
I know what you're talking about.
chocolate icing, bro. It's not, it goes hard, bro.
I know.
They sell it at like mom and pop burger shops. You know what I'm saying? They got the yellow cake with the chocolate icing.
You say the yellow cake, it always go back to the Dave Chappelle skit. They got the yellow cake. Yeah, don't drop that shit.
Black people love it.
Please don't drop that shit.
I be feeling fat as hell because I go into detail with some of these. So give me, there's a red velvet ice cream cake. Whew, Lord of mercy. That's been my dog recently. But, I like a Score, a.k.a. a Heath bar cake.
I fuck with that.
I fuck with punch bowl cake.
Don't know what that is.
It's what it sounds like. It's fruit and some icing, Cool Whip, some cake mixed in there. It's refreshing and magically delicious.
Yeah,
I like a sneaky pick here. Carrot cake is underappreciated. Cinderella story in the tournament. Carrot cake. They'll make a magical run in any bracket.
I don't know if I've ever had carrot cake, to be honest.
And then my last one, Funfetti.
That's a good one.
Funfetti's a good cake. They always have that next to the chocolate yellow cake.
I just be on the glass, just, oh, shit.
My mom makes this Coca-Cola cake, I think. I don't know, man. It's just like a fucking chocolate explosion. It don't even have a, it's not even like a, like an element, bro. It's not a solid or a liquid. it's just what it is, bro. Yeah, it looks like a solid, but I don't know. I can't.
Do you eat it with a spoon or with a fork?
No, bro. Huh? I need it, but then I just pick it up and eat it.
No. Okay.
Yes, bro. I eat it with a spoon. What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Because I eat cake with a fork.
I mean, you can eat it with a fork too.
What you said is neither a solid or a liquid. I was confused. I am confusion.
I don't know, bro. I don't know how to explain it, but it's good.
All right. Did y'all in FCCLA have to like make cakes?
What?
FCCLA?
In high school?
That's so weird that you bring that up, because I was thinking about work. I mean, about FCCLA today at work.
Y'all keep saying this acronym. What is it? I'm sorry. Hold on.
I don't even know, but I was the vice president, bro.
Yeah, I was in it. I don't even know what the fuck you mean. But for FCCLA, like, they had us in the home ec kitchen fucking whipping up cakes for whatever sale that they were doing. But I feel like, in retrospect, I feel like it was child labor and we didn't get paid for that shit because we was out there just slanging cakes in that fucking kitchen. We had to make 7-Up cakes, some type of strawberry cake, and then I forgot what the third one was. And we had to make a certain amount or whatever so they could sell them bullshit like that. And I saw no problem. Went hard, bro. Huh?
Yeah, see, I went hard. I didn't do shit in FCCLA. Like I said, I was the vice president and we made it to state. I don't even know what we did to get to state, bro.
That's what it was. We had to make it to fundraise for them to go to state. That's what it was. Now I remember. Now that you say that, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I just showed up to the meetings for the pizza and then I left and then I went for trips.
Pizza. I just picture James cooking the cake like in Don't Be a Menace, like Loke Dog.
I was in there whipping that bitch, bro. I was making all kinds of cakes, man.
I bet you were.
I actually know how to bake, but anyway, it's called It's Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. That's what it's called.
Ah, yes, yes.
I was in Taffy.
The fuck is Taffy?
Yo, okay, so now I'm the odd one out. Dog ass motherfucker. Taffy is the Texas Association of Future Educators. We sold popcorn and lollipops.
Texas Association of Future Educators. Y'all had that in high school?
Yeah, and lo and behold, your boy became an educator. I didn't even think I was going to be one. Fun fact, we're talking about clubs in high school. I was the president of the Spanish club. Why you laugh? Hold on. I was El Presidente Delicioso.
I don't like how you said that at all.
fuck the both of that.
El Presidente.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you one thing we did in FCCLA, but I remember going to regionals. And
so you had people like me in the background working the fucking concession stands and baking cakes and shit.
I guess, bro, because we made it to state. Like I said, I don't even know what the fuck was going on. I didn't get to go on a state trip because we had a funeral, so I didn't get to go. None of my hard work was paid off.
What hard work?
Hey, vice president shit, bro. What you mean? Vice president.
I always knew you were a Republican. Fucking presidents that don't do shit.
I don't even remember what president I served with, but we got the state.
Hey, high school was a long time ago for you, Greg.
Oh my god!
I know, dude.
2004 type shit.
God damn! Shit. Wow.
You know, Greg's pushing 50.
That's crazy work. Anyway,
how we get there? Oh yeah, favorite cakes. Sorry.
Yeah, favorite cakes. Sorry about that. That was a big old tangent right there.
Well, we were baking though, James, and that we didn't have a home ec. Well, I mean, we had an elective. It was supposed to be home ec. We baked for a semester, and then she turned it into like a sex education class. And I was like, "All right, cool."
And in high school?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we weren't supposed to, but we did. we weren't told we were going to. We told it was home ec.
We had
sex ed in middle school.
I think it was like my eighth grade year.
Yeah, we had it in junior.
Yeah, yeah, that's when we had it.
That's some freaks.
Yeah. Hey, you know, these small towns, they be getting pregnant, bro.
Yeah. Allegedly, Brownfield led the state when we were in high school. Gee, I don't know if you knew.
Led the state is crazy work.
Per capita, bro. I mean, there's only 100 of us, you know what I'm saying? So if 15 of us pregnant, that's 15% is fucking high.
That's a lot. I mean, the ratio is still high.
Oh my gosh, bro. So that's crazy.
Out of those 15, four of them were Greg's.
Shit.
No, dude, no, they weren't.
Got little Greg's running around. Wow. I've been through Brownfield. I've seen that face on several children in there.
Hey, fucking yo.
So you know who you look like? Greg. Then they run away from me in the grocery store.
That's why I don't go back there. They're like Dashiki's kids. Are you my daddy? And I'm like,
no. Yes, now get away from me.
What minor inconvenience would you banish from existence forever?
Ooh. Dropping my keys at the door.
After a long ass day?
Fuck, every day's long, James.
I'm ready to just take me to the king.
You know what, these new cars is just a key fob.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get in the car and I'm late already and I go to push the button and say key's not in here, pisses me off.
Really, me just fucking dropping anything or having to actually, and it pisses me off because my car's right here. I have to go to it to unlock it. Like if I leave the key in here, like it's in my bedroom or something. My car's parked right there behind my window. And I got to go out there and grab something real quick. I have to have the key on me, even though it's like right the fuck there.
Mm-hmm. That's another good one.
It just pisses me off. I'm like, dude, it's not even that far away. Just open the fucking door. I got to grab something real quick.
You ever had your pant loop get caught on a fucking doorknob or, you know, the ones that stick out?
My shirt. That's another one. My shirt getting caught in the doorknob or something.
That shit never happens unless I'm in a bad mood, boy. I tell you what.
I hate it whenever toilet paper doesn't tear easily. or evenly.
Yeah. I had that with paper towels when I'm trying to like dry my hand or something. I just grab it
in the corner. One, rips off.
Yeah, I just corner. I'm like, all right.
The fuck am I supposed to do this?
Yeah, is this what type of day is gonna be? Okay, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Stupid shit like that.
Anytime I got a bum charger or something, you gotta wiggle it around or twist it around the device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, most people just say buy a new charger, but I tell those people, you don't live my life. You don't know me.
don't tell me
what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, something pissed me off today when I went to go drop off food for the kids. I can't try to remember what it was, but I remember opening the door and getting pissed, bro.
Opening the door.
These kids are here. Damn it.
Oh, no. You know, I can't remember because it was yesterday. That's probably it. You know, I got a bad memory.
Mm. It's been 24 hours.
Yeah, something happened yesterday. When I was opening that door, I was like, God damn it, bro. I wanted to go home right then and there, dude.
Burning myself with the seatbelt.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. I should just get one of those sun protector things, but I can't make myself do it.
Oh,
I hate flies, bro.
Yeah. And mosquitoes.
The one thing in my car is this auto turn off thing. So like if I don't press the button, if I'm like at a stoplight, the car will like just kind of shut off the engine. And then once I let off the brake, it'll turn back on.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit, bro, because I feel like my car's just breaking down in the middle of the fucking light. If I forget to turn it off, it does that shit. And I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like, well, who made this? Like, why do I need this?
For the environment, James.
I guess, but I feel like the way that bitch turns right back on, I'm like, I feel like this is not good for the transmission or the engine or anything. But
it's science, man. I'm telling you, I don't wear lab coats. But I know they did it for emissions.
What?
They're trying to save the ecosystem. The ozone layer.
I guess. What ozone layer?
You know what, James? I'm sick of you. Kobayashi is retiring from competitive eating.
Not my boy Joey Chestnut, though.
I got something about him in just a second. Kobayashi released a quote, coldest retirement that I can think of in recent memory. He says, I no longer feel hungry.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn. I don't know. What's that thing that samurais commit whenever they've committed like a crime or something? They like split themselves open.
Oh, senpakutu?
Yeah. Like it's basically that.
I don't think that's the word, James.
Senpakutu? Paktu?
Yep.
What is it?
I don't know, but I don't think that's right.
I just call it cutting your belly.
Nah, I think James is right.
I learned about it on Shogun, but I mean, he went out. Doing what? I guess not doing what he loved because he ain't eating no more. But regarding your boy Joey Chestnut, number one, he's a Republican, so that's fitting for you, Greg.
Is he?
I have no proof to back that claim up. he competes on 4th of July, so I'm going to assume. At this point, Joey Chestnut is Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Let's keep it a buck.
That's crazy.
Didn't he win last year?
Huh?
Didn't he win last year?
Mm-mm. Nope.
This man got no facts. I'm about to look it up.
bro.
You didn't say what he won. I don't know. He didn't win. You were talking about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I believe he did, but still, it's he's not facing his greatest foe, his greatest nemesis. He's got to hang it up.
I thought Kobayashi retired a while back, but. I guess not because I know he had I know he had some type of surgery or something like that.
If you were going to be a competitive eater, what's the item that you would choose to eat?
Damn, this is tough, bro.
Yeah,
I'd be chicken wings.
I do pizza.
Okay, hold on. Before I answer this question, Joey Chestnut was actually beefing with Nathan's hot dog contest last year.
Yeah, no, he got banned,
but he's back.
Because he accepted a sponsorship from Impossible Foods, a Nathan's competitor. So they said, get the fuck out of here. And they banned him.
They brought him back.
Yeah, so whoever won last year was like the Rockets that year that Jordan played baseball pretty much.
Basically.
You kiss my ass. A championship is a championship. Ain't nobody tell Jordan's dumb ass to go play baseball. led the league in strikeouts.
Bad times for him.
I don't know, dude. That's fucking hard, bro.
No, it's not. Pick a food that you like.
No, dude. There's not a food I want that I like that I want to eat competitively. It's going to ruin it for me.
No, okay. It won't ruin it for you.
All right, how about powdered donuts?
That's it. You might die. That pose is dry.
Yeah, bro.
Start coughing and shit. That's at some point.
Greg's going to say, it's harina. I think I could take down some wings. I'm definitely not doing hot dogs though, because I get Oscar whenever I see them boys dunking their buns in the water.
Hey, fucking yo, G.
What? It's what they do. They take the hot dog bun, they put it in whatever beverage they're drinking.
You know what you said, bro.
And then they put it in their gullet. I said, it gives me asco. That means it grosses me out, for those of you who don't speak Spanish.
Yeah. But
yeah. What,
donkey buns?
I don't like watching them eat the hot dogs either.
James, you like watching them eat the hot dogs. You told me that.
I don't, bro.
You said it's your favorite event of the year.
It's not. I don't even know when it comes on.
4th of July. Stop playing.
I don't know, bro. The fact that I didn't know just shows I don't pay attention to it.
It's your favorite holiday.
That's crazy work.
Second only to J6.
I'll end all this shit right
Speaking
now.
Of holidays, we'll get this episode on Friday, hopefully. But happy Juneteenth. We're going to celebrate Juneteenth. Yeah, I'm off. I'm off for Juneteenth.
What the fuck? I wish I was off, bro.
Why? Why, Greg? Why do you get to be off for Juneteenth?
It's a federal holiday. What do you mean?
Okay. All right. Just checking. I support it. I wish you were off too, so that we'd go play golf. But yeah, I'm gonna be in here cussing up a storm against all the people that done my people wrong all day.
I wish I was off, but I'm unfortunately not. So
I'll eat a hot dog for you, James.
Well, you do that. Anywho, you got something before I ask another question?
I thought we were gonna do song of the week.
Not yet.
Okay. Now you got it. Go ahead, big dog.
Okay. So, could you land a plane if someone walked you through it over the radio? It's like a dire situation. Pilot had a heart attack. He can no longer fly the plane. Co-pilot knocked himself out. He got a concussion. He can't do it either. And somebody's like, you got to draw straws and like, you do it. And somebody's on the radio trying to walk you through it. Could you do it? You think?
I'll land that bitch like Denzel whenever he's drunk and high on cocaine in that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't even got to draw straws. All day to stop
it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'll parallel park this motherfucker side.
I don't know who the fuck y'all think y'all are, bro, but ain't no fucking way.
See, you ain't going to. I'll be over the radar. You're just your new captain. You're not going to feel any turbulence. Just let me do it for you real quick.
Fuck no, bro.
So somebody in the tower is walking us through?
Yeah. Like you, they just give me the walk in, and then you gotta land that bitch.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. I'm just gonna share my screen.
So what happens if I push this button? No, don't push it.
Don't press that button.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of flying a plane is done by the plane itself. You ain't gonna do much work landing it if the landing gear is good and the flaps ain't damaged. I really don't think it's that hard, especially if I get a whole tarmac. Like, I think it's easier than you think, James.
They're probably going to give you a whole block.
Hey, clear the whole thing out. Move them out the way. Coming in hot.
We don't know if this dude can land this shit or not, so get everybody out the fucking way.
They're going to start playing Tokyo Drift whenever I... Bing, 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 bing.
There's a story. I think it happened a few years ago or something, and this dude, he stole a plane. And he just stole a plane because he just wanted to try to fly it one time in his life. And he's just flying around and shit. And he didn't know how to land that bitch. So they're talking to him. And he's just having a good time. He's like, yeah, it's beautiful up here and all this other shit. He's like, all right, you going to bring that plane down? He's like, if I do, yeah, I'm probably going to jail. So no. And he ended up flying that bitch into the round of gas and just ended up crashing that bitch into a field or something. Just passed away, but he just wanted to try to fly a plane. Yeah,
what a way to go.
Yeah, he just wanted to try it one time and just ran out of gas and went into a field.
What a way to go.
I used to steal planes on Grand Theft Auto, and I was pretty good at it, so that guy must not have played Grand Theft Auto.
Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by our good friends over at Eads Meats. Go and get you some steaks and stuff, some beef.
Some Eads Meats.
They're not really a sponsor though. I hope I don't get in trouble. But if you want to sponsor as Eads Meats, I'll take some jerky.
Well,
I don't know. This might have been my song before, but I've been jamming it again. Careless Whisper, George Michael.
Ooh.
I don't think you've said that one.
That's a nice saxophone. That's a nice saxophone. Mine is My Chemical Romance's Famous Last Words.
Oh my God, bro. That's literally what I have, what I was listening to last.
It got me through the last part of mowing my yard.
Hell yeah.
And I know.
I don't like that.
Fuck you, James. Damn, make a brother feel bad about himself.
It's not a phase, James.
It's not.
My bad. My song is Fuck Up the World by Lisa and Future.
Who the fuck do you think you are, bro?
Bro, I
bet. It's 2 weeks in a row with the Future song, bro.
Yeah.
That shit got me through the my last mile at the fucking 5K this past weekend. So, yeah.
That was crazy.
Sound like a bitch to me. You can't finish your mile?
Bro. It was fucking 200 degrees out
there. I mean, I used to do 2 days in 200 degree heat.
All right.
Me and Preacher Man.
Anyway. Relax. Son of a bitch. You got something else?
I don't have anything else, James.
All right. If your life was narrated by a celebrity, who would ruin it the most?
Who would I not want narrating it, basically?
Yeah, who would just ruin your narration? Like, you're just doing some mundane shit, and they just, like, fire your ass up.
I don't know.
Godfrey. Godfrey.
Oh, shit.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, his voice. I can't even try to recreate his voice. Just because I hate him, Nicolas Cage.
I feel like it would be fire, bro.
No.
What are
you
talking about?
He's got the bunny. No, I don't, Nick. Leave me alone.
Oh, man. You're missing some great Nicolas.
Whatever, James. Your turn.
Great movies, man. Damn. You know what? Kevin Hart. Because I might be doing some serious shit, and he'd just be making a joke of everything. I'm like, bro, it's serious. Quit fucking making me laugh right now with your narrations.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
I don't know who that is, if I'm being completely honest. The name
that's a singer, I think.
I think so. Does she sing that? Know who that is. All the things he said, all the things he said. No.
No, that's Tattoo.
Who?
Tattoo.
Silence Tattoo.
Yeah, I was like.
The plane.
I'm looking it up. Liza Minnelli. Yeah, singer and actress. 79 years old. What's her most favorite song? Maybe This Time. I don't know what this song is.
Yeah, anyway, that's all I got.
What the fuck is that dude's name? The fucking red pill dude, comedian guy with the Hitler mustache.
Oh, Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely ruined my day with his narration. I would hate everything. But
it's not a bad one.
But yeah. Anyway, last question, and we get up out of here. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
Pigeons.
Pigeons would be talking hot shit, bro. I believe it.
The way I be walking on the sidewalk and they don't even move, I know they talking mad shit.
Yeah, disrespectful. Crows too, because I feel like crows would be like super sophisticated.
Because they're black.
What? No, you didn't even let me finish.
Sorry.
Because I feel like they'd be super sophisticated and shit, and they'd just be judging you for every little thing.
Mosquitoes would be rude as fuck too, and flies.
Just whispering in your ear, just talking hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a house cat, bro. House cats rude as shit.
Yeah, facts.
Wolverines. I feel like they got that. What the fuck is that syndrome called?
Little man syndrome,
and they just bite at you and just try to kill you. Seals.
What?
Yeah, bro.
No.
Especially the ones at the zoo.
Well, they're all pissed off at the zoo. They're being held in captivity.
That's true. Chimpanzees, too.
Speaking of animals, you know if a bear wears shoes, they'll still have bare feet?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Boo! Hate that.
I mean, it's true.
Terrible dad joke.
Whatever.
Terrible.
Y'all have been really mean this episode, both of you. Y'all have just been flat out rude. Y'all would be the rudest animals in the animal kingdom because y'all can talk, motherfuckers.
Oh my gosh.
Like the podcast, download the podcast, share the podcast, follow the Instagram at bruisingbanter_pod. 70 episodes. We're going to go until we can no more. We're going to continue to go, grow. Appreciate y'all. Love the support as always. We need a guest. It's been a while. Reyna, I'm calling you out again. You ain't scheduling no appointments with us. So,
Noe was supposed to come on last week.
Noe, what y'all afraid of? What y'all afraid of? Afraid of these people being mean to you? Good, because they're mean as shit.
All right. Sheesh. Anime Corner Pod. Talking about the summer preview, the new shows coming out in July and stuff. That's all I got.
All right, Greg. Yeah, take us out on a good note.
Nah, man, I don't have nothing this week, bro. Thanks for sticking around for 70 episodes. It's crazy, bro. That's like double the life expectancy of 1704. You know what I'm saying? The 1704? Year 1704.
Oh,
motherfuckers were dying early back then.
Okay. I got it now.
I didn't think we'd last 70 episodes. So thank you. Keep, like G said, keep liking, keep subscribing, sharing. We appreciate all of it. And that's it.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you back for 71.
Peace.